Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're talking about headaches. And not tonight, honey, I have a headache. You've never heard that?
Never.
But headaches is one of our specialties.
Yes.
You know, we see a lot of people coming in with headaches or migraines, and we're able to help them. So we hadn't done a show on headaches for a while and thought this would be a good time to talk about that. Dr. Prather, how common are headaches?
Well, if you're doing statistics out there, and of course statistics are always interesting.
Uh-huh.
Depends on who's doing them, but about 90% of the people are going to experience some type of headache that causes a temporary disability, about 90% of everybody out there. Interesting thing is that about 20% of the people actually have chronic headaches, you know, where they have them on such a regular basis that it causes a certain level of disability.
So when it becomes chronic, what does that mean?
Well, the definition of chronic headache is that you have more than 15 days in a month that you actually have the headache.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's half the month.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
So, you know, it's a when you're talking about a chronic headache, that's something that it causes a tremendous amount of loss of work days. As a matter of fact, headaches are probably one of the things that cause the most loss of work days out there.
Wow.
So it's a big problem, huge amount of cost, lost production, quality of life, you know, and disability. And one of the interesting things about the people who have chronic headaches is that they've been through a lot of the medical care.
Mm-hmm.
And 60% of them actually marked down that they no longer seek any help for it because they have felt that there isn't any help.
There's no answer for them, huh?
Correct.
60%.
60% of the people with chronic headaches no longer seek help for their headaches.
Hmm. Well, we're going to, in the show, talk about some answers to headaches. But let's define now, what is a tension headache?
Yeah, one of the things is that there are three major headaches that are put out there. There's tension headaches, migraine headaches, and cluster headaches are sort of the three biggest categories, though, that, you know, if you actually get into it, there are absolutely a huge number of different types of headaches out there. You could also include sinus headache. And I think one of the most interesting names of a headache out there is called a thunderclap headache.
It feels like a thunder.
It feels like a thunderclap, and then it goes away. So
that's really a medical term for one.
That's actually a medical term for one. But the most common one is a tension headache.
Mm-hmm.
And how they define a tension headache is due to muscular spasms either in the neck, head, or jaw area.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the majority of headaches out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common one that people experience.
Now, who gets tension headaches besides moms with children?
Well, a very interesting statistic is 90% of all women will have tension headache issues.
Mm. That is a high percentage.
That is a high percentage. 60% of men
mm-hmm.
have tension headache issues. So, very common type of problem. For those that kind of start out with, have the chronic tension headaches,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it's on a regular basis where it causes some debilitation, most of those kids actually start out about 12 years old.
Mm.
So it's
getting headaches at
starting
that
to get
age.
Headaches. Yeah, for people who have the chronic headaches,
mm-hmm.
they usually start out with them at a younger age, so they mm-hmm. start to experience them at that age.
Why is
it's very
that?
Chronic. They're not quite sure.
Sure. Interesting.
But the people, so, you know, oftentimes kids are ignored that they have a headache or
mm-hmm.
things like that. But they find that that's the best time to start to work with them to get those solved. Because if you have headaches, you're probably going to have more of them. The more that you have, the more likely you are to get a headache.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get those under control at a younger age, you can really help someone out for life.
Yeah, just take your kids seriously.
Take your kids seriously, in other words. That's one of the things that, you know, when they talk about that, you know, something's not right, they don't often know how to communicate it.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes when I get people in here with headaches and I ask them how long they've had it, that's a very common type of thing. And I said, well, how did people respond? And, you know, no one really took them seriously at that point.
And these are people coming into your office
these
now.
These are adults, yes.
That started when they were children.
Right. So, you know, being aware of that and taking your kids seriously, and if there are problems along those lines, you know, to get that treated. Because, you know, if you start the neurological pathways of a headache, the easier it is to get one.
Mm-hmm.
So taking it seriously, going after that at that age is important.
I love to see children coming in here, you know, families coming, bringing their, we just had a newborn come in this week.
Yeah.
Starting right off on a good track. And
sure.
Yeah.
It's actually much easier to get it solved as a child than it is as an adult.
Why would that be?
it's amazing how much quicker they heal up.
Uh-huh. Well, what causes tension headaches?
Well,
children. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of stress, things like that. But the most common nerve that is pinched with a tension headache is called the greater occipital nerve. It is in the back of the occiput, goes up, and then goes across the skull.
Back of the skull, yeah.
Yeah, back of the skull.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Well, back of the skull, and it goes up and ends up at the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a very definite pattern along those lines from the back of the skull up to the front right above the eye. And the occipital nerve has a nickname. It's called the headache nerve. So when I have people come in and say, you know, I've got chronic tension, you know, chronic headaches, one of the first things I do is I check on the greater occipital nerve, and you can go in there and actually press on it. And, you know, if we have a positive sign where, you know, it's like a religious experience, their arms go up in the air, their legs lift up, they sing hallelujah, then that's a positive sign that, that the greater occipital is actually a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There are other nerves that can be involved, but there's several ways that you can actually pinch that greater occipital nerve. One, it goes through several muscles. I won't bore you on which ones. But if you have a tightness across there, they can actually clamp down on that nerve. Also, that nerve is innervated by the second cervical nerve.
Mm-hmm.
So there can be a misalignment actually within the spinal
column.
You mean
the vertebrae?
The vertebrae.
Okay.
So the vertebrae innervate that, and it could actually be starting in the neck.
Mm.
So those are different areas. You can also have some TMJ with a temporalis nerve can also be involved with certain types of tensions. There are other nerves.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there is a definite pattern along those lines. And when you're talking about tension headaches, probably 80% of those are related to the greater occipital nerve.
So what treatments are effective for tension headaches?
Well, there are a lot of different treatments that are very effective along those lines. There is, of course, the chiropractic is very, very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have that pinched nerve in your cervical spine, and cervicogenic headaches is also another term. It
mm-hmm.
means it originates in the cervical spine, is the most common reason for tension headaches. So getting the cervical spine treated, chiropractic is one of the best ways to do that. There is, of course, rehab, you know, to get that under control.
Mm-hmm.
For the actual muscles up here themselves, some manual therapy where you go in there and work those muscles out. Acupuncture is excellent for reducing the inflammation along those lines. So that's another way that you can get that under control.
Mm-hmm.
Relaxation techniques.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they talk about tension headaches, stress is one of the big things that is definitely involved with that. So stress reduction. There are many different types of products you can take. that we have that are excellent muscle relaxers.
That are natural.
That are natural. Mm-hmm. We also have anti-inflammatories that you can take. That is a lot of the ways that medically that you treat tension headaches is either an anti-inflammatory or muscle relaxer. Mm-hmm. The problem with some of those is you can actually get something called a rebound headache if you take too many of them.
Mm. And what is that?
Well,
I can kind of guess, but...
Sure. Well, let me tell you a little story about a patient.
Mm-hmm.
We had a patient came in, and she had been suffering with headaches since she was 12. And tension headaches were basically what was involved with that. And we started to work with her, and she had some cervicogenic portions of that. We got that under control. She also had some TMJ, temporal mandibular joint syndrome. Got that under control. She also had anemia, which that can actually kick off tension headaches because you're not getting enough oxygenation to the muscles, and that creates some tension. She also had some hormonal imbalance, which was very definite and did actually contribute to her tension headaches too. So there were several different causes along those lines, and we got those all fixed up. But she was still having the headaches, you know, even though she could tell that she was better in so many different ways. And what we did is I sit there and said, you know, we think that this is a rebound headache. So we told her just to tough them out, not to take her usual medical regimen. And I gave her about how long it would take to show the results, and she did. And all the headaches were gone.
How long did it take?
It took about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we also gave her some things to detox that out of her system, the medications.
Uh-huh.
We made some homeopathics for the particular pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, with all the different types of things gone, her tension headaches were coming directly from her medication. That's one of the side effects of most headache medicines is headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And
interesting.
That's where she was getting them from.
Yeah, and then the other thing you said, just making sure that spine is aligned.
Oh, very critical.
And I know we've done a whole show on the Atlas orthogonal adjustment. What percentage do you think the people coming in with headaches are misaligned in that cervical area?
There are a few people with migraines that don't have that issue, but I would say 90%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a very critical part to really make sure that that's fixed.
Yeah.
So the chiropractic is absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, let's talk about migraines. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there is a device you use at your office called the electrodermal screening, or EDS. Tell us a little bit about it and why you call it the lie detector for the body.
Well, the electrodermal screening unit is a galvanic skin response unit, and it actually falls under the same category as a lie detector test or biofeedback. So it is actually, we can actually rig our electrodermal screening to actually do lie detector. But it is also, a good term on that is a lie detector for the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're actually, you know a whole list of different types of products that could possibly work in each type of situation, but everybody knows that not everybody responds well to penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people actually have some very negative reactions to it, to death. Some people, it's a lifesaver. Well, that's true of everything. And what the electrodermal screening does is it actually gives you a predetermination on how you're actually going to respond to any type of thing that we might prescribe to you before you actually take it, which is extremely helpful. Now, it's not a diagnostic tool. You know, it is not classified as a diagnostic tool. But as we've gotten the approval from the federal government on the use of it, We use it purely as a means of checking to see the body's response before you would actually take something.
Okay.
So it's a response machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to have knowledge beforehand on what products will actually work with each type of condition.
Right.
So we're very dependent upon our lab tests and the gold standard types of diagnostic tests. But then once you've determined that, what do you do with that? Because in our instrument, we have actually 80,000 different products that we can check on.
Wow.
So with that, we can actually find out what's going to work the best for you and how you're going to respond on things before you actually take them.
And what about its effectiveness?
Through clinical studies, they have found that it's 80% accurate, over 80% accurate, which, you know, mm-hmm. was what actually attracted me to it, because there's not too many things that you can actually have that kind of results with.
Right, right. And this electrodermal screening eliminates some of the guessing.
The guesswork is the biggest thing that we're trying to get rid of.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about headaches. Not tonight, honey. I have a headache.
You keep repeating that. I don't know. You seem to be enjoying that.
And so one thing, when we went to break, I was asking you, so migraines are under a headache, you know, and I guess I don't think of that. I think of migraines, headaches, separate things.
Right.
But migraine is under the umbrella of headaches, correct?
It is.
Okay. And we're talking about, we just got done talking about tension headaches, which is the most common.
Yes. That's the majority of them. The second most common, you know, in the major classification is migraines.
Okay. Well, let's talk about migraines. What is a migraine, and how does it differ from a tension headache?
Tension headache, we see that with more of the muscular spasm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's with the migraine headache, it seems to be more vascular.
Mm.
So there's a more of a vascular component on that. It seems to be actually deeper.
What does that mean, vascular?
Well, in other words, you're getting a dilation and constriction of the vessels inside the brain itself. So it has a more debilitating. Basically, when you have a tension headache, oftentimes you can still function. With a migraine headache, usually you can't. Those are the ones where they go into a room, turn off the lights, and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So with a migraine headache, you have with a tension headache, you can go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And
function.
With a migraine headache, you can't.
Okay.
So, and it's a deeper type of a pain. Also, you get other different types of symptoms. Oftentimes, there's either a visual, mm-hmm. hearing, taste, different types of sensations that go on. People talk about an aura that they see before their headaches, and usually there's some type of warning that kicks that off. Also, there's usually, whereas a tension headache kind of comes on gradually, or but there's usually some type of a trigger that goes on that people recognize with a migraine.
With the migraine, okay.
Yeah. And then about 60% of the time, a migraine will just be on one side.
Mm. Of the skull.
Skull. And also with migraines, you don't find the direct cause usually associated with a muscle or a particular nerve,
mm-hmm.
like you do with a tension headache. So as we're doing an exam on a migraine headache, we get a totally different type of feedback on what's going on.
So who gets migraines besides moms with children?
No. Well, with migraines, 25% of all migraines are with women. Only 8% of men So 25% of all women have
migraines.
Yeah, only 8% of men.
Hmm.
So, you know, there's a big discrepancy there, you know, on the
migraines. That was with tension headaches, too.
Right. Also, migraines, when they start to occur, usually, you know, if you have migraines, they start as young as 5.
Wow.
So there's a strong tendency along those lines, you know, to actually show up even at a younger age with the migraines and dealing with them. You know, so, you know, there's a different scenario as we're talking about migraines. And now, one of the things you can have is you can, which I oftentimes find, is that you have migraines and tension headaches.
You can have them at the same time? Or
yeah, you can have
them
at the same time, and you can have, you know, them going on. So you can actually have two different, you know, I've found people that had several different types of headaches that were going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come in and say, well, I'm complaining about headaches, and, you know, I said, describe it to me, and they're kind of like, well, which one?
Uh-huh.
You know, so I've had people come in and say, well, I have sinus headaches, I have, you know, tension headaches, I have migraine headaches. And they actually had all three of those going on, and sometimes they would all occur at the same time.
Wow.
Which makes life very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so there, you know, you have migraine headaches, and there's a there, but there is a definite differentiation and a different feedback that we get from examination with migraine headaches as opposed to tension headaches.
Yeah, I had a roommate in college, and I just remember she would, when she'd had a migraine, just go into her room and go to sleep, really. Just, you know, turn off all the lights and...
Yeah.
She had a water bed. I don't know how that worked with a migraine.
That, that wouldn't be your idea, huh?
Never understood that. Well, what causes migraines?
Well, and there are a lot of different types of triggers that can kick off migraines. One, we're talking about vascular. So one of the things that we do also look to is the atlas, the bone underneath the skull. Because the vertebral arteries do go through there, and if there's a a tension on those vertebral arteries, then that can actually kick off migraines. So there is that aspect on it.
There and a lot of times that adjustment can give a lot of relief.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've had people who said, you know, I'm in the midst of a migraine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just need to go to rest. I said, no, come in.
Yeah.
We can adjust that. And we have... Yeah, we can usually get people out of a migraine during their attack, which is unusual, you know, to be able to do. So, you know, we can do an adjustment on people, do a little bit of acupuncture, and usually stop a migraine in its tracks, which is very, very helpful. So we encourage people even during a migraine, if they can get in there, can actually function, which a lot of them can't. Or if it's right before it, usually we can actually stop it. But migraines can be kicked off by hormones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the monthly migraine that women have that they can tell is going to occur.
Mm-hmm.
So hormonal issues can be involved with migraines. Allergies. There are certain foods that people know can kick off migraines. As a matter of fact, there is migraine diets out there that people can actually utilize to help to cut down on their migraines. So looking at that, there can even be infections, chronic infections, that can kick that off. I found that anemia, just getting someone fixed on their anemia, or liver toxicity, getting those up to par, or some kidney problems. Once someone had a patient came in, started having migraines as soon as they started to develop some kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the kidneys fixed seem to also take care of their migraines. So there can be other different types of triggers that can be going on. But what they feel is that's basically an inflammatory and a vasodilation type of thing. So there can be some hormonal imbalances going on where the body over, changes the vascular system in the brain or other different types of inflammatory reactions in the vascular system that seem to kick that off.
Well, what diagnostics are important for migraines?
And the diagnostics for migraines are very important because what you need to do is find out what the cause is. So you
there's not just one cause.
There isn't just one cause. Anything that can cause inflammation, which is a huge number of things,
yes,
can actually kick off migraines. And you're talking anything from heavy metal toxicity to parasitic infections or viral infections. You're talking about food allergies, gut imbalances. All those different types of things can be involved. So, you know, diagnostics needs to be very, very complete. One, a good evaluation, especially of the upper neck area.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that that's all in, working correctly. Evaluating the different types of areas of the body that could be kicking off an inflammatory response or a hormonal imbalance. Mm-hmm. And getting those fixed is very important. So thorough blood tests, thorough evaluations of heavy metal toxicity, mm-hmm. thorough evaluations of allergies are all very important to really understand a migraine and find out what the cause is. So
I never thought, too, inflammation, you know, in the body.
Inflammatory process mm-hmm. is very important, and finding out what that is, you know, what's going mm-hmm. on with that, is very important to cut those down.
So what treatments work well on migraine headaches?
Well, you know, once you find the cause, eliminating the cause,
mm-hmm.
eliminating that inflammatory type of situation. In the meantime, finding what works to keep the inflammation down. You know, there's an awful lot of natural types of remedies that can be utilized, mm-hmm. you know, that people can take. That we found very effective, and there's absolutely hundreds
mm-hmm.
of possibilities along those lines, and finding out which one's going to work the best for that patient.
Now, some listeners might say, now, why isn't he telling us which, you know, anti-inflammatories out there? But we're very specific
yes.
in our treatment.
And it would just be a guess on my part. You know,
right.
we find such a wide variety mm-hmm. of things that work on people. That it would be kind of unfair to say, well, I'll give this a try, you know.
Right.
It doesn't really work that way. You need to be tested, see what's going on, and then have something specifically for your individual
issue. And we're able to do that.
We're able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few things that are kind of known. One of the most common herbs out there is called feverfew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great natural anti-inflammatory that has a very positive effects for many people with headaches. But you know, I find a lot of people it doesn't respond at all well. So that's mm-hmm. one of the more common ones. But there
Feverfew.
But there mm-hmm. are a lot of them out there that can actually work.
Mm-hmm. What about auricular therapy? That's something that we do here.
Auricular therapy is probably one of the best pain relief modalities that we can use.
And most people haven't heard about it. You
right.
know, it's been around a long time. We've been doing it in our office. For a long time. How would you best describe it to people?
Well, the way that probably describing why it's helpful
mm-hmm.
with migraines especially is you start to develop pain patterns with the nervous system. So you have those headache areas that are actually hypersensitive.
Mm-hmm.
What the auricular therapy does is it rewires the brain. So it'll rewire the nervous system so that you no longer have those very fast pathways that have developed with the headaches.
Mm-hmm.
So it's especially good for pain and addiction because the auricular therapy works on the brainwave patterns to change them
mm-hmm.
and to normalize them. So it'll cut down on your that sensitivity to the headache that you've developed over the years.
Mm.
So
I know, too, when you hit the muscle relax point, and these are ear points that
correct.
We're working on that correspond to areas of the brain. But, you know, people say, what is that point, you know?
Yeah.
Which tells me a lot of people, a lot of muscle tension.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and people stop breathing, and we talk about it all the time,
mm-hmm.
deep breathing, tummy breathing, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So anything else there? I know you talked about hormones. So how do you treat hormones in regards to migraine headaches?
Well, what we usually try to do, I mean, there are direct types of treatments that you can use for the hormones themselves. But we try to rebuild the natural hormonal system.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of herbs, homeopathics, nutrients that are used to rebuild it. And they're very effective. We can actually measure the changes and the balances that occur with that.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk more about headaches.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health Radio Show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
Laughter is the best medicine.
The low-carb bread, have you tasted it? It looks like bread, but it has no of the properties of bread. I went to taste it, and my brain sent a signal to my mouth. Get it out! Get it out! It tasted like the wrapper was still on it. And I said, you know what? I'll put butter on it. Butter wouldn't go on. I would put the pad on, and it would fall off. Jam and jelly would beat up and fall off. Did they scotch guard this at the factory? I tried to toast it. It wouldn't toast. I'm out in the garage with a blowtorch. It's absorbing the heat like a space shuttle tile. How does this break down in my system if it doesn't toast? They're going to dig me up in 5,000 years and go, he was on the no carb. See that disc?
Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about headaches, and we're focusing on three types. There's more, right? Tension headaches. We've talked about migraine headaches. And we're going to talk now about cluster headaches. And Dr. Prather, you know, what is a cluster headache? We don't hear much about cluster headaches.
Yes, cluster headaches are the most painful headaches out there.
It sounds like it. Big
yeah,
cluster.
Those are. Just to give you an example, so many of my cluster headaches, they've been the patients who've been out in which has happened actually several times to me. Usually, some wife comes in, says my husband is out in the car. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that if you can't help him, then he's going to kill himself.
Mm. It's that bad.
It's that bad. Mm-hmm. Can you help him? So, you know, I'm praying that you can. Mm-hmm. And this has happened to me 4 times.
Wow.
Where a husband was sitting out in the parking lot with a gun on his lap. Mm-hmm. So that puts a little pressure on you.
Right.
But one of the nice things is that we're excellent with cluster headaches. Cluster headaches are the most painful out there and medically seem to be the most difficult to actually treat.
What percentage of the population gets cluster headaches?
It's about 1%, and it's about 6 times more men than women.
Hmm.
So I have had...
Yeah, when you said the man was in the car and... Yeah.
So about for every, you know, for every 7 people who have a cluster headache, 6 of them are men. And interestingly enough, there is a certain pattern for men. Mm-hmm. They're usually tall, big guys. Usually with a shorter wife. It's almost like there's a set pattern, and that's been noted many times by a lot of doctors have actually noticed this, that the bigger the guy, the more likely he is to have cluster headaches.
You have any theory on that?
I haven't the foggiest idea. But there does seem to be a definite pattern on, and for some reason, these guys always marry smaller, shorter wives. So I don't know what it is. But taller guys that have cluster headaches.
Is their head heavier?
I don't know. But really, what really responds excellent for cluster headaches is the atlas orthogonal adjustment. The upper cervical adjustment. It seems to be the only thing that will solve a cluster headache. And what's very nice about it is everybody who comes in with the cluster headaches, we give them the adjustment, and it actually breaks apart. So we can actually stop a cluster headache in its tracks with the atlas orthogonal adjustment. But, you know, the other types of adjustment, there's a lot of things that you can do that are involved. Tension headaches, you can get some good response with, you know, manual therapy, acupuncture, those types of things. The migraines, there's other things. But the cluster headache seems to be really, really adjustment chiropractic dependent on getting those fixed.
So describe a cluster headache. What would...
Well, a cluster headache usually centers around one eye, and and that seems to be right where, and it's not both eyes, it's usually just one eye. And you can visibly see the swelling with some weeping occurring from that.
Wow, in the eye.
And people, and they actually will hold their hand up there against the eye with the pain. The cluster headaches, the original cause on that, completely sure, but usually when we're evaluating their atlas, there's a tremendous amount of rotation that we find in their neck, in that particular vertebrae.
Okay.
So that atlas vertebrae seems to be very twisted, and that's where the vertebral artery comes up, goes down, and then actually loops through. So if you twist that, it's almost like taking a knot and then pulling on it. So there's a vascular component to that. And it seems to be very physical, and then actually that actually feeds in, I might be getting a little too technical here, into the basilar artery. But that seems to be the thing that, with the different doctors that I've
and
talked to.
And x-rays are really important.
X-rays are critical for that, to find out exactly how to adjust that. And once you get that vertebrae turned around, there seems to be a real relief, and we've been able to get people who eventually, you know, didn't even have the cluster headaches anymore, which is very unusual.
Yeah, and we're referencing a lot to the atlas orthogonal adjustment, and I want our listeners to know we do have a podcast, and we did a whole show on just the atlas orthogonal, and so very important adjustment. X-rays are very important, and it's very mathematical. You're the only board-certified atlas orthogonist in the state of Indiana. So just want to refer people to that show if they want to learn more. What diagnostics are important for cluster headaches?
Well, you know, I mean, you need to find out, you know, just getting people healthy. But the X-rays are the most important to find out, you know, the alignment. Once you have that, there are some dietary types of things. You want to make sure that the inflammation, because it is an along with the migraines, an inflammatory type of a headache, and also seems to be very vascular oriented. But has a very different manifestation than migraines. Very, you know, just from the history, you can determine the difference between a cluster and a migraine. And then physically, you know, how they carry themselves, where the pain is centered. It has a very different presentation than a migraine. So it's a very important type of one. It has very poor success rate on medical treatment. The medications from all the patients, you know, just aren't as effective.
Yeah, and you were saying at the beginning of the show, a lot of people have given up hope. That have headaches and migraines.
Yes.
And yeah. I'm sure these cluster headaches.
And the cluster headaches are, yeah, probably one of them. You know, every cluster headache patient that I've had in here has said before they came in here that they had given up hope. Because they just weren't getting the results with those particular ones. And for all the headache clinics, all the headache seminars that I've been to, they always say cluster headaches seem to be the most difficult. But we can't think of any of the cluster headaches patients that I've had in here that we weren't able to clear that up.
Mm-hmm. So there is hope.
There is hope.
All right. When we come back, let's talk more about headaches.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, the Prather Practice now offers counseling services. Why did you decide to add that to your practice?
It's something that I always knew was necessary, was looking forward to the right person coming in. You know, if you have an illness going on, that can be very emotionally devastating. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the emotions and some of the things that happen to us can actually lead to some of the health conditions that people experience. We are more than just our spine. Mm-hmm. We are more than just our physiology. But also how we think has a huge effect on each one of those different aspects. And those things then also have an effect on our thinking. Mm-hmm. So incorporating the whole aspect of counseling into the office is just a very natural outgrowth in us becoming an integrated and a total holistic type of a practice. Mm-hmm. So this was something that I, in my original thoughts 30 years ago of getting into my practice, having this aspect was a very important part of it. Mm-hmm. And we are now doing it. We are a holistic practice. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand the emotional aspect, if you don't understand the patterns that we have, then you can't really get to the complete healing of the patient. Oftentimes we can get a release in the physical body and it creates some emotional tension. The emotional tension will cause tension within the body. So getting down to that root, and we have so many different types of layers that can start to accumulate. And we see the evidence of the issues in people's body that creates disease in them. The underlying problem can be an emotional issue, past experiences, past habits, and coping mechanisms that we can have. We see oftentimes people have an injury, and their whole body has kind of shifted to compensate for that injury. Mm-hmm. Same thing on an emotional type of level. People have had injuries and they've had compensations. And getting through those compensations to get to the injury is an ongoing type of process that a skilled counselor has to be able to find out, just like we do that on a physical level. And the physical and the emotional are very, very connected. As you can approach it from both angles, mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a far, far better results than we could separate.
Yeah, and I know we already are.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about headaches. Not tonight, honey. I have a headache.
You hesitated on that one that time.
It's like, I've never said it to you. So I'm trying to think, what is that saying?
Very fortunate man.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate I don't get headaches. And, you know, people coming in with headaches, it's... Yeah. But once they're, you know, we help them and their headaches are gone, they're a lot of times they're different people. They feel so much better.
Well, a very interesting thing about headaches is the people who have headaches are three times more likely to get depression than the average person.
Mm. I mean, I can understand.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you see them and they're hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
They think they have to live with it. There isn't an answer for them.
And the quality of life definitely decreases. When you have pain mm-hmm. over a long period of time, it causes fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And just as you were saying, I had this young gal who came in,
mm-hmm.
and she had just these terrible, terrible headaches, and to the point where it had affected her schoolwork. She was a straight-A student. She wasn't actually even able to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Had to drop out of sports. She was actually had a scholarship that she was going to be heading towards,
mm-hmm.
and they had trotted her around to five different doctors. And by the time she got in here, she was mad. She didn't want to be here because she'd given up hope.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, let me just check and see, you know, what kind of headaches we're talking about. And we did some checks on her. And she didn't want me to touch her neck anymore after that because it was so sore.
Mm-hmm.
So cervicogenic was the main cause, though that there was also some hormonal issues. So she was one that actually had a combination of tension headaches and migraines.
Mm-hmm.
The tension headache was cervicogenic in origin. And then the migraines were coming from the hormones. So she had a combination of those, and the combination was just debilitating. So we started her on a program, and her parents made her come. But within a week, she was like, oh, I'm feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's just the most pleasant, sweet thing.
Right, she's feeling better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she doesn't have any more headaches.
Mm-hmm.
She's back to, you know, everything that she loves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that area of her life is, you know, that whole headache situation is no longer an issue for her.
Yeah. And she was missing school. She had to stop playing softball. And she's back doing all that.
And, you know, she had become this happy-go-lucky young lady to someone who was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was losing her friends, you know, mm-hmm. all those different types of things. She just had a terrible outlook on life. But, you know, if you have tension headaches and migraines on a daily basis, you know, she was one of those people, you know, when I asked her, how many days a month do you actually have headaches?
Mm-hmm.
She said all of them.
Wow.
There wasn't a day that she didn't have, you know, relief.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for that to have continued the rest of her life, what kind of an effect would that have had on her whole life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would have changed it. And I believe she was already becoming depressed.
Yeah, I remember her, one of her last times in here, her mom was just so thankful. You know, my daughter actually went to a football game at her high school, you know, and you know, hanging out with her friends, it just...
Sure.
And her mom so happy.
It was interesting because, you know, one thing that she said, you know, I've tried to refer, you know, she says I can think of 20 people, you know, that, uh-huh. you know, I've tried to refer here.
Yeah.
But, you know, for us, it was a matter of desperation that they came in.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, their thought, they were very, very traditional medical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how they were raised. That's how they thought. They had never considered heading in this type of avenue. But, you know, there was just such a frustration on that they got to the point that they would try anything.
Right.
You know, for mm-hmm. the benefit of their daughter. And, you know, they were finding resistance with other people, you know, on going through that same process.
Right. People shouldn't wait till they're desperate.
Right.
To get help.
A new paradigm, and one of the things that we see in the future is that structure function will be the first area that people go to.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we do refer over to specialists in disease care, pharmaceutical-based, you know, as that's necessary.
Right.
But that 80% of all health care needs can be taken care of with structure function,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you will get the best results. 20% of the healthcare needs should be through disease care, pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's the split that is pretty well agreed on by almost all the experts, not just by us.
Right.
But by all the experts, that should be the route that people should take. So, you know, the first thing that you should be doing if you have any type of a condition is get checked out by someone structure functionally and get some care along those lines first.
Now, if someone's been listening for a while, we've talked about structure function medicine, but someone's just listening for the first time. Can you explain what structure function medicine is, Dr. Prather?
Yes. The a contrast between disease care and structure function care is one of the better ways to understand it. Structure function care is bringing the body back into homeostasis. Mm-hmm. And you can do that through the structural. There's a certain position that the muscles, the tendons, the skeletal structure should all be in, and we help to bring that back into a normal position on that. Mm-hmm. So that's the structural part. Functionally, you know, the musculoskeletal, how the muscles work, all that type of thing is how it functionally should work. So we do a lot of exercises to increase the function, but also internally for the physiology of the body. There is a definite point that you should have so much calcium that's floating through your blood. Mm-hmm. Your liver enzymes should be at a certain number. The glomerular filtration rate that's determined from your blood urea nitrogen and your creatine should be at a certain point for optimal health. Mm-hmm. So those are very well designed, and we get the body so that the body heads into those homeostasis, and that is the definition of health. So as the FDA has talked to me, they said, you're a health doctor. Mm-hmm. Now, disease care is, disease is a combination of certain symptoms. That symptomatology is treated only through pharmaceuticals, because pharmaceuticals actually treat the symptoms. So there are definite times where you have to go symptom-based, and then there are definite times where you need to go through homeostasis. Mm-hmm. And the two working together is really what we're trying to achieve. That's why we've got an integrative practice. And we're trying to get this, change the paradigm of healthcare for the betterment of people.
Right.
Because a lot of the things that people are frustrated within the normal healthcare right now is because their structure function is not being addressed.
Right. And this weekend you're going to be talking to a group of MDs, medical doctors, about the healthcare crisis.
Right.
That's what you're titling your talk.
And what, how structure function can really be the answer. When they have done studies on structure function care in relationship to the overall healthcare cost, is that it decreases the cost by about 60%. Mm-hmm. There's 85%, when structure function is properly utilized, there's 85% less adverse incidents in the healthcare system, which is significant. Plus, there is a huge increase in the satisfaction of the part of the patients. And then even the specialists who deal with the disease care have a higher satisfaction rate because they see so much better results. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is something that we need to utilize, that we need to get the best of both worlds. We believe in a integrated approach and getting the best for the patients.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have about a minute left. We're talking about headaches. We've covered tension, migraine, cluster, headaches. Anything you want to close with, Dr. Prather?
Well, also I want people to be aware that sometimes headaches can be a sign of a serious illness or a serious issue. So, you know, don't just ignore your headaches, especially with if you get where you can't move your neck, where there are some types of, you know, visual types of issues. It could be something important. So, you know, always, you know, don't poo-poo your symptoms and try to get help along the lines that you need.
Yeah, and we talked about that with children, you know, take them seriously because a lot of this pattern starts at a young age.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dr. Prather, as always.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.